Kanli Hasi Isha, Kanli Hoitz Isha. If you're going to marry a lady from Eretz Yisrael, when Astam, you have to check her out first. Make sure that she's kosher before you marry her. But Lu Yitzu, you married one, and now it's a question, you have to give her a get or not, and that's going to go to cool to say that Min Astam, they're kosher. So Lohitzi, you have a right to say Min Astam, they're kosher. Omer Rav Yosef, Kol She'asi Chosai B'Bovel, whoever talks Bovel, the language of Bovel, is Masi Lo Yishi, you let her marry them for wife. In other words, if they could talk the language, most probably they come from Bovel, and therefore Bovel is Miyuchas. But the Mar says of Bovidna today, the Ikar Ramoy, there are trickery people, that they speak Babylonian even though they don't come from Bovel. So B'Zoy Chashinan, we can't trust the person stand by speaking Bovel, because maybe he's from a different land, he's just speaking this language. Ziri Heviko Mishtamet Mined Rav Yechanan. Ziri always used to run away from Rav Yechanan. Tevi Omalekos Rav Yechanan wanted that Nosabrate, he wanted that Zera should marry his daughter. Now Rav Yechanan was from Eretz Yisrael. So Ziri held Eretz Yisrael as Namayuchis. So he didn't want to marry his daughter. He only wanted to get somebody from Bavel. Yom Echad, one day, Evikozo B'Yuchad, they're going on the street. Motel Yukimo Demayit, they came in front of a brook, a flow of water. So Akaved Rav Yechanan Akasvei. Ziri, like the Talmud, picked up his Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon, on his shoulders. But come Abel, and he carried him over the river, or the water. Omale, so Rabbi Yechon said back to Ziri, or Raisa Ksheira, but Bantin, like Sharon. Like, you want to tell me my Torah you're learning from me, you hold on a Rebbe, that's good, but my daughter is no good. Like, why don't you want to marry my daughter? My Daitcha, so Rabbi Yechon said, what are you worried about? What's on your mind? Elaine, if you want to tell me this now, like we learned in our Mishnah, that Asar Yuchsin Olam Yibovel Kahani Levi of Yisraelim and Gusruvi Grui, that all the Yuchus went up to Eretz Yisrael, but I call upon them not all Yuchus in Eretz Yisrael, so Bovel is better. So he said like this: listen, Oto Kahani Levi of Yisrael Kuli Sliki, did all the Kahani Levi of Yisrael go out of Bovel and go to Eretz Yisrael? No, there was some Kahani left over in Bovel. Is so ki hecha di ishtuyur mahani, the same way Kanam and Yisroel were left over in Bovel, ishtuyur namamihani, they were also left over psunim in Bovel. So it's not so kosher that everybody in Bovel is kosher. So why do you don't know who to get married to? So you might as well get married to my daughter already. So Mara says no, because ishtunitzei hodi yom Reblaza. He left over, he forgot what Reblaza said. That what the Rebbe Elazar said that Le'ola Ezra Mibovel, Ezra did not leave Bovel at Shoso Kisolus Nekia, until he made it like a pure flower. That means even though maybe some were left over in Bovel, but he told everybody exactly all the psulim, all the mamzerim were known, all the shchurui sufi, everybody that was possible was known to everybody. So therefore, even though they were left over in Bovel, but everybody knew who they were. So therefore, Bovel is still more of a yichus than Eretz Yisrael. Fiola. Yeah. Ula ikloy le Pumbedisa. Ula went to Pumbedisa, levei Rav Yudah, to Rav Yudah's house. Chazir to Rav Yitzchak Brei, he saw the way his son, Rav Yitzchak Rav Yudah, was Rav Yudah's son, Rav Yitzchak, the god of Lenosi, was older and he wasn't married yet. So Amalei, so Ula said to Rav Yudah, to the father, my time aloy komantzav lemar, isasol abrei, how come you're not marrying off your son? Why don't you get him a wife? Omalei, so Rav Yudah said back to him, Mi Adina Mehech Insav, I don't know where to get a wife from, I don't know where Miuchasik HaMishpacha is. Omalei, he said to him, Also Anan, Mi Adina Mehech Kasinun, do we ourselves know where we come from? We also have a doubt. So Pshat is, you have to go Bosa Chazaka. If you don't have any Seikas, you can marry them. Because he said like, Dilma, maybe, Mehanech Tesir, maybe we also come from Mamzerim. Now the Pasuk says, Noshim Vitzin Anu Besulois B'Yorah Yehuda. The Mashma and Noshim also weren't so kosher there. The Chitim, maybe you tell me, no, there the Pshat is, maybe there, just what happened was, the Bas Yisrael lived with a guy. But our Kohen and the kid is still kosher, it's not a mamzer. So Mora says, no, the Dilma, maybe still, Mehanach, maybe you came from a different Mishpacha. Tichsiv, another Pasuk says in Amos, Ha Sheikhvim al Mitoy Shein, Usruchim al Arisoysam. They did not nice things by their bed. What does that mean? The Yom Rav Yesi Barachanino. Elu b'neyodni, the people are mishtaninim, mayim, if namely to say marumim. That when they're naked, undressed, they make the matel meraglim in front of the bed. Or megadev bo, and they curse Hashem. No. Or megadev bar bavura. Bavura said back, is that the pshat over here? Yochi, if so. I know this says, that's what the Pasuk says. V'chein ata yiglu v'reish gelam. That should be going to Golis like. So the question is, Mishum de Mishtanina Mayim Befnei Mitesayim Arumim, just because they were matal meraglayim in front of their bed when they were naked, is yiglu v'reish gelam, they should be sent out to the big Golis? What's so bad about that? Elo, therefore, Bavu learns this the Pshat in the Pasuk. Elo Omer Rabbi Yavua. Elo b'nei Adam she'oichlin v'shoisim zem zeh. These were families, different couples, that ate and drank together. Umadibikin mitoseim zu bezu. And they attached their beds one to another. Umachlifin nushusaseim zeh lezeh. And they gave their wives one to another. So the kids said they had znus, that they of ervas. They lived with another ashishish, with somebody else's wife. And therefore the kids will be mamzerim now. Umasrichin arisosam v'shichvazer v'shayna shalhem. And the beds were full of shichvazer from a different husband. So that was the pshat here. That's where they wanted to go. But I call upon him, it's possible that there were mamzerim around. So he answered back to him, listen, we don't know our own yichus. So he said back to him, okay. So, but omalei, hechi never, so Yudah said, but what should I do then? How should I find the shidduch for my daughter? What should I do? Who should I look for? Omalei, so he told him back to Yisoid, it's like this. Ula said back to him, zil basa shtikusa, go find a nice, calm mishpacha. If they don't argue, they don't fight there, that's a sim in their kosher. Ki hai debodki b'nei marova. That Netzion used to check out. Ki mintzu beitrem, when two people argue about the daughter together, chozi hai minayu de kodem shosik. They would see which one stopped fighting first, which one kept quiet first. Amri, they would say then, hai miyuchas tvei. That person is more miyuchas. In other words, if you have a shemetz psul in you, Sarashi explains that since other people like us were merachim you, threw you away, you become to hate them, and therefore you become to argue a lot. So a person argues a lot, it's a right that he's a psul. Vayta, Omar Rav Sev Shtikusa Debovim, Haimu Yichusa. That people that keep quiet more, that's the yichus, you know more, that kosher mishpacha. Ain't it's not that way, Voikloi Rav. Rav went up. And he checked them out. So when he went, he still checked out the mishpachas. So my love wasn't it the yichusa that he checked out to find the yichus. He didn't just look if they keep quiet or not, but he went to see what the yichus is. The Gemara says lo v'shtikusa that he checked out, like we just said, to see who's more calm, who argues less. Heichi kamalu, hoki kamalu. This is what he said to them. Bodku, go check them out. Ishaski ilashaski, go check them out to see if they keep quiet or not. That's how we found the mishpacha. That's a miyuchas. Omer Rav Yudah Marav, im royis shnei bnei yodin. If you see two people shemetagrim zeh bzeh that are arguing together, you should know shemetz psul yesh biyachad nehem. One of these two are psul. That's why he's arguing so much. V'yemenichin oisom livdak echad bechaveroi, and they don't let them like live happily one to another. So that's why they argue. That's why they're arguing. Omer Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, im royis shtei mishpachos hamizgaros zu bezu, you see two families arguing, you should know again, shemetz psul yesh biyachas mehin, one of them has a shemetz psul. V'yemenichu nois ledovet mechaverto, and therefore don't like one, you're not intermarrying the other mishpacha. Omer Rav Papa, Saba, the older Papa, Mishmei de Rav, Bovel Beriah, Bovel, people are healthy, means that they're miyuchesis, they're clean. Meishon Misa, people living in Mishon are death, means Rashi says mamzerim gemurim kulam. They're all mamzerim there. It's like misa legayte yukat yichus. Modai, people living in modai chayla, they're sick. That means that most of them are kosher, but a few of them are psulim. Elam goisesin. That means like they're dying away. That means Rashi says rubem psulim. Most of them are posel. Oma ben chalum legayim. What's the difference between a sick person or a person that's about to die? Roiv chalum lechayim. Some, if they're sick, they must probably be alive. They'll get healed up. They'll live. But right, goisus and lemisa, most people that are goisus will die. Now the Gemara says, ad heichani bubble. Until how long, one of the boundaries of bubble, negayat heichas yichas. Now we just learned that people living in bubble have yichas to them, you can marry them. Until how far are the boundaries of bubble? So Rav says, ad nahor azik. Until this river of azik. Ushmul amma ad nahor yoni. And, yeah. Now, le'ele bediglas ad heicha, above Diglis, how far does Bava go there? Rava Ma'ad Digda, the Avna, to these cities. Ushmula Ma'ad Mushkini, Vulay Mushkini Bechlaba. Mushkini is not part of Bava. Ay, Vamra Bechiva Rabba, Vamra Shmuya Mushkini, Hareya Kugela, Liyuchsin. No, somewhere living in Mushkin is like Goyla, means like Bovel, because Yuchsin, it is like Bovel. Ella rather say, Shmuel meant to say, that Ad Mushkin, you Mushkin Bechalal. Mushkin is also part of Hilchas Bovel. Now, the Tachas, Bediglis, underneath Diglis, how far Ad Hechen, how far does it go? Of Rav Shmuel Ad Af Maya. Titoi, at the bottom of Maya. Because really, Tarti of Maya heaven, there were two of Mayas. Chod the Elisa, one was above, the Chod the Tisaisa, one was on bottom. Chod the Ksheri of Chod the Psula, one city was kosher, one had Psulum, the Mamzerim there. Ubechad le Chod the Parsa, was a Parsa in between the two cities. The Kokafta Yahadodi, the very makpid not to mingle in between, like the kosher, did not want to have anything to do with the city that was possible, and therefore the Afilu Nurul and Mushli Adodi, they did not even lend a match, a fire, they did not lend one to the other. Visamnech, what's the seminar? Tipsuto Hode Mishtino Mishnis. That the city that spoke the language of Mishnis, that's the one that's possible. Now, Liel the Pras, above, Liel the Pras, the city is above Pras, Ad Hech, how far does it go? Rav Oma Ad Akro de Tulfkini. Hushmul Oma Ad Gishro de Vepras. Rav Yechon Oma Ad Mavarto to Gizmo, till this bridge. Samura says, Layet Abaya, Abaya cursed. Vitaim Rav Yosef Ad Rav. On Rav Shita. Because Rav went too far, was Moisef too much into Bavel. Samura Sakashiv, so Ad Rav Layet and Shmuel at Layet. He was only angry at Rav and not on Shmuel. The Chura Shmuel even says further. So Bishur should have been angry at Shmuel. So Mar says true, and Eliyat Ad Rav, of course, can have Shmuel. He was angry at both of them. The boy is saying, another Torah says no. Liyolam really Ad Rav light. He was only angry at what Rav said. But Ad Shmuel light. He was not angry at what Shmuel said. Even though Shmuel says, Rashi the Chiyomer Shmuel lemilsei poiches hoya. He was saying less than Rav. For Loima, he didn't add on to it. Why? Because the Gishra, the Vei Pras, that he's so heavy. Really, it was way below.